Welcome to Node 925, the Western Reflector in Las Vegas, Nevada. Please pause 2 seconds between transmissions and key up for 1 second before talking. Link connected.
QRZ from Kilowatt Echo 2 Echo Juliet Mobile, New York. QRZ from Kilowatt Echo 2 Echo Juliet Mobile, New York City. K2J Mobile, New York City, listening.
Note 925, Western Reflector, Las Vegas, Nevada, Linkoff. Welcome to Reflector 9350, the LAX WALA hub. Please wait 3 seconds between transmissions and key up for 1 second before speaking. Link on.
QRZ from Kilowatt Echo 2 Echo Juliet Mobile, New York City.
WALA Reflector 9350 link off.
IRLP 国際リフレクターの日本チャンネルへようこそ。
Crossroads Reflector 9202 The Japan Channel。
日本語と英語両方での更新をお楽しみください。
Link on。
QRZ from Kilowatt Echo 2 Echo Juliet Mobile, New York City.
さようなら、またお会いしましょう。
IRLP
9202でした。
Link off.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the New England Reflector, 912.
Channel 6.
Okay, the link is up now. KE2EJ, KC2TPK.
KC2TPK, KE2EJ. Now, it seems like the world is sleeping. And it's, you know, 1 o'clock in Japan right now, so everybody probably at work.
Yeah, well, I read in a reflector that your work schedule has made some more demands on you, but thank you very much. You did some great stuff with the link and with a little failure tonight. So I'll be happy to chat with you a little bit while you drive back to work, and I would try to talk to you on the E5 machine, but I'm in West Hayville, so it's a bit of a stretch. Thank you, Eric, and thank you very much again.
You know, I don't know if you're listening to the 85 machine, but it's, you know, he's dialing up the rest of the world, and, you know, looking for somebody to talk to, just to talk.
Yeah, I was hearing some of the other links. What, you were trying to connect to Spain or something? Maybe they're on a different schedule?
No, I hooked up to Las Vegas. Usually there's a lot of repeaters ganged up there. Nobody answers.I hooked up to the Los Angeles hub. Nobody's there. It's not, you know, it's only just about sitting on 10 o'clock there, so, you know, you'd expect to find someone. And I dialed up Japan, a couple of repeaters in Tokyo and Fukuoka, usually normally connected there, and that was quiet. So I just thought I'd hook up back up to Seoul and...
Okay, where you got me, Liz?So, yeah, it's a little late for all of us, but, I don't know exactly where you live, but you, hauled yourself to the Glen Oaks machine, pretty quickly, and, so we're all very, grateful for that, and, you fixed that link, which, helps me a lot. It might get me to work, it's really great. I can kind of, hook up first with the Selden machine and then switch to the Glen Oaks, and... really interesting. Since one time I actually had a conversation with somebody where they changed repeaters right as I did. I was heading west and he was heading east. So it's all very nifty when it works, and it all works very nicely most of the time. So it's the best, even if it isn't perfect. High, please. It's always the best, Eric. Back to you.
Well, the one thing that I could have brought with me that I forgot, I have an isolation transformer. The computer's making a little hum in the audio. So, I'm going to drop that in line, and then everything should be all fine and dandy. But I got the 220 machine, which I have to take. I'll probably get to soon, and when I put it back, I'll bring the audio isolation up, and everything should be all fine after that.
Yeah, I heard some hum, actually it's just the hum of my fan here. So when you dropped it, it's just my fan. So I don't know. I don't think there's a very noticeable hum. If anything, it's down in the level of the PL hum. But I guess others could have another opinion. But it sounded very good to me. So very good. So you got everything really nice, nicely in order for the morning commute and all of that. And how far are you headed to?
I'm headed back home, which is just a little past LaGuardia Airport in Astoria. Maybe I think I'll stop and get a hand mover.
Yeah, okay. What road are you on right now?
Right now, on the Whitestone Expressway, and seeing City Field just coming into view.
Yeah, okay. Alright, I guess the roads are kind of quiet at this time. Going way back when it was Forest Hills, and I was in the whole CUNY system. I guess grad students had pretty flexible schedules, and the world is a lot less crowded at this time of the night.
Yeah, well, it's Sunday here. It's Monday in a lot of other places. They must have had a game tonight. Good old lights are on. They're probably cleaning up.
Yeah, okay. All right, I guess, where are you going to get your burger? And I guess I'll talk with you until you, find that, burger place. Where does the guy get a burger in Queens this time of the night?
A lot of places. Depends on what you want. I mean, there's the typical junk food stuff. There's Burger King, McDonald's, and even Wendy's that are open. Although they close in another hour. Well, McDonald's stays open all night. But there's a restaurant that's not bad. But then again, I could always pull one out of the freezer and cook it, but I'm just not in the mood.
Yeah, I understand that. When do you have to get up, shall we say, this morning to go to work?
Fortunately for me, I'm not working tomorrow, so it was no big deal.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, all right. All right, well, I'll keep you company for a little bit more, and then I'll catch some shut-eye. Fortunately, I sort of solved the problem at my job. Blackstone is there, so I'll just explain some things to some people and hopefully not have too many more crises when I get to work tomorrow. That email and onslaught and things like that. My supervisor is a ham also. He doesn't like when I talk about work on the air, but he's probably asleep, so I'll hear do it. So, alright. And, I guess I'd like to somehow be able to be helpful with some of the repeater maintenance and things like that. I'm a bit of a techie, but Cal. I can say I don't have quite the range of experience that you and Andy have, but if you need somebody to hold a screwdriver sometime or whatever, you learn the ropes a little, I guess I'd like to do that. Especially I'm near the, I guess I'm near enough to sell the machine in West Hayville, so something I might want to learn a little bit more about, know how I might be able to help at times.
We talk about work all the time on the radio. It's not a big deal thing. All right. Well, I think I'm going to let you go because I'm just getting off the parkway here. And I think I will go to the Burger King that happens to be open. Or maybe I'll go across the street to the diner. I haven't made up my mind yet.
Okay, well, sorry for your Eric, and enjoy your burger, and yeah, I'll be going to QRT. Okay, so take care, and thank you again. Case 2, TPK Friday.
Hi, Case 2, TPK. Operating in the country of 4ID, wherever that is. I just love to do that. People say 4ID on HF. Just wonderful. What country is that? Have a good evening. Take care. K2JMO.
Yeah, I've heard people tease you before about the 4ID, so I figured I'd give you the 4ID response. Take care.
W2VL repeater system. Good morning. The time is 4:15. a.m.
The time is 4:31 a.m. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
Time is 4:41 a.m. Good morning. Good morning. The time is 5 a.m. Net tonight at 8:30 W2VL repeater system. Good morning. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5:34 a.m.
November 1, WTC listening.
1 WTC. W2HCB.
Mobile. What's going on? Morning, John. Start to another week, I guess. Monday morning. What's going on with you?
Same old. Monday morning blues. Headed into the wonderful West Side construction project over by the Javits Center this morning for me.
Well, at least we'll have a nice day. Be nice and sunny, it looks like. Some good weather. Not too hot, not too cool. Should be a good one for you, huh?
Yeah, it should be. Anyway. A little bit of a late bubble for me. Usually by this time, I'm way west of the Nassau County border. Still out in the wilds of Suffolk this morning.
Typical Monday, I guess. Hey, I was listening. I think it was Friday. You were talking about getting your printer working. Did you ever get it working?
I thought about the kid printers I was talking about. They're stupid Lexbox things. But, yeah, I picked up a wireless Linksys hub. Just haven't had time to fiddle with it yet. I got tired of doing other things. Picked it up Friday on my way home. Swung by Best Buy. They had them. Under $100. Said, why not? I'll give it a shot. Allows me to put, all three of my printers on the network. So, just when I got home, you know, a ton of stuff. My daughter had a, we had to go to the football game, high school football game, of then Friday night and Saturday morning, and I had something to do, and they were in the city all day. I was running around doing errands all day, and yesterday I just didn't feel like doing a darn thing. I watched football, played a little radio, and that was it.
So you had a wonderful weekend. Sounds like we cleaned the house. We did a nice fall cleaning this weekend. So next weekend should be a good one for us. We can sit back and relax. Yeah, those Linksys things work great. I had one. Still do. I'm just not using it right now. I had a conflict between a parallel printer and a SCSI card reader. And did the Linksys wireless thing, set up really easy, and it worked great for a very long time. Just don't forget, you need a wired connection to it to set it up. I mean, you probably know that already. Back to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I got an extra, you know, I got a my wireless hub for the internet and network. It's got two spare wired ports in it, so one of them would go to the printer hub, and then from there go to the printers, then from there wirelessly to the laptops.
Nope. Sounds like a good deal. Are you in the same place all week, or are you moving around this week?
You know the Johnny Cash song, I've been everywhere, man? That's me every
Well, at least you don't get bored in one location, huh? You're not working on the water tunnel project, are you? Or the water tunnel project's over there and the 2nd Avenue subway's over there, right?
Stepping over at the 2nd Avenue subway tunnel. The big water tunnel project up in the Bronx. I've been to every sewer treatment, every waste treatment plant, every water purification plant, every kind of facility. You name it, I've been there.
Very nice. So you construction or you're electrician, right?
Neither. Operating engineer.
The other ones. Yep. Now that's a job. How long you been doing that?
Let's see, let me think. 16 years.
Nice gig. Yeah, like, what is it, I think it's the Turnpike, where you go down South Jersey, and they have their little training facility down there right off the Turnpike.
Yeah, well, that's one training facility for the operating engineers. All locals, we have our training facility over by JFK, Leffens Boulevard. Go over there, we got a bunch of equipment over there to play with, stuff like that. I'm a mechanic. I fix all that stuff. I figure a couple of years, I'll put my butt in the seat, and I'll let somebody else come and fix the equipment that I used to fix.
I know, it must keep you busy, I tell you. A lot of projects in this city now.
Every block, every corner has something going on. It's amazing, ain't it?
It certainly is. Certainly is. Especially when there's no money to rent these places, you know? Real estate is just coming back now, if it even is. High-priced stuff in Manhattan is like they're slashing prices and offering rebates to get people to rent, buy.
Yeah, I don't understand how they build all these places. There's a place to build it up on the east side for the East River Project. And they had slated for big stores to go in there. I know 3 out of the 4 backed out, so I don't know what they're doing with it.
You know, it's sad to see you drive by some of these strip malls and 4, 5, 6 of the stores out of like a 10-store strip mall are all closed and restaurants closed up. Had a friend of a friend who worked at a dealership in the Cedarhurst area, and he went home Friday afternoon and they said, oh, by the way, don't come back on Monday, we're closing. And they just closed everything up and that was it, gone.
We lost a Ford dealer out here. Babylon Ford. Carries this since the 50s. He closed up. Gone. Place is leveled. Not anything left to remind you that he was ever there. And the Jeep dealership over in Lindenhurst. Staying open, he kept the service department open, but he doesn't have any new Jeeps to sell, so they yanked the dealership from him. They gave it over to the Dodge dealer, two towns over. Unbelievable, you know?
Yeah, that was definitely wrong. You can have a dealership who's been selling for you and doing very well. I heard the story behind that Ford dealership. He's doing well. He's selling Fords. I mean, you know, it wasn't like he was slacking off or anything. He was still up there and you know, well. And they yank his dealership from him after 50 years? I mean, come on. That's ridiculous. November 1, WTC for ID. Over to you, HCB.
Ah,
being
to HCB. Yeah, well, it's like that one dealer out there in the, I think it was out in, I want to say Kansas or Oklahoma or wherever, where there was a Chevy dealer, and the people in the town bought They fought with the owner. They fought. They were on the side of the ownership of the dealership. And they fought. They fought. They took GM to court. Unbelievable story, man. The town saved the dealership.
Yeah, I heard about that one, too. That was like a three-generation dealership that was going on there. And they were going to yank him. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, what was this, the tail end of last week? They made the announcement. No more Saturn cars.
I didn't hear that one. I thought Saturn was doing okay.
Nope, it got shot. End of the line for Saturn. I think is, I believe once we go into 2010, they're not going to manufacture them anymore. From what I understood, from what I've heard and read.
N2EB. Or EB. Happy Monday. What are you going to do? They killed Pontiac, why can't they kill Saturn, right? Over to you, EB, good morning.
I didn't hear that either. Saturn I think they got better as far as quality. I thought they were doing well. They were like, also, like, you couldn't negotiate with them either. Once they set a price, that was it. You can't go in there and try to haggle them. A couple of people at work, constantly buying Saturn. They buy a Saturn, run it into the ground, and buy another one. It's a pretty good, I guess it was a good car, but not that good. So, and I didn't hear it, but more dealerships are closed. I thought that was it. But I guess GM's got to do some restructuring on their cars and dealerships, I guess. John, over to you. This is N2EB.
Well, thank you, man, Mr. EB, and happy, happy, happy Monday to you. Yeah, well, all I can tell you is everybody, oh, it's going to get good. It's going to get a lot worse, man. I mean, I have a very good friend of mine who works for GM. He's been bounced all over the country, and they're thinking about when they talk about restructuring GM, man, unbelievable. He says it's gonna be so difficult for people that buy GM products to get stuff done. Anybody who has an older GM car is gonna be in for a big surprise because they're not gonna be manufacturing cars for them anymore. I asked them, are they going to release the rights on the parts, on the design of the parts? And they're going to, I guess what they're going to do is they're going to auction off the rights to the parts on the older vehicles, whichever aftermarket company wants to manufacture them. Because I thought that was interesting. You have a captured part, you keep making it, you keep selling it, you're making money, you know? But I guess not, GM. I guess I got to really, 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 really trim back. Unbelievable. But all I can say is, no more Buicks, no more Pontiacs, no more Saturns, and there was something in the Cadillac heard that was going to get the axe. I forgot which model it was. So, anyway. Eugene, over to you, W2HCB.
They killed Buick? I didn't know that. I thought it was just Pontiac. That's a shocker. I didn't know that. Like you said, John, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. Now, the numbers came out, what, last week? They said the spending was up the last quarter. what's going to happen next quarter when they don't have the cash for clunkers to bring the spending up. You know, Christmas time comes, spending's going to be down, and that's going to be it. Everybody's going to get all upset again, and things are going to drop. That was funny. They said something on Saturday Night Live. No, it just went right out of my head. About spending and everything. And I don't know, I forget what it was. I don't need you, EB. I'll see if I can remember it and pick it up on the next go round. November 1, WTC, Friday.
Okay. I hope they bring back the cash for clunkers. So I was on vacation and I thought they were going to bring that out till like November 30th. I thought I had time anyway, but it stopped it. But I would have bought it in my 92 Lumina van. And couldn't do it. This time they cut it short, and who knows, maybe they'll bring it back. So if they bring it back, I'm definitely going to bring it in. And get something else. But it won't be a GM, that's for sure. Right? Anyway. Need a new one. Need a new car. This, talk about problems. I've plagued with constantly fixing that thing up. I've had this Toyota for like since 2004, and it's I've hardly had anything to do with it. I haven't even changed the plugs yet. I got over 100,000. Still runs good. Just change the oil. Hi, John, over to you. This is N2EB.
That's how some of those Toyotas want, man. Just change the oil. Keep me happy. Keep me happy. I'll run. Do me a favor. 38,000. Take my training fluid. Don't wait too long. Because even at 50, when you refill me, I'm 195. I love it. I had a guy, oh man, I think it was back in 80. He had a vertical Toyota. Guy comes in, 290,000 miles on this thing. Never once changed the pressure fluid. He wanted this pressure fluid change. Drain it into a bucket where we couldn't retrieve it because we put new fluid in it and drive. So we drained it out and we put his own pump in that was like mud. It's been foaming it. Gotta love it. Anyway, as they say, just tore along my Chevrolet here on the 495 this morning. Coming in through good old Glen Cove Road here. So good. But I am behind the 8-ball. Anyway. Eugene, back over to you, sir. W2HDB.
So John, I don't know what the deal was. We're getting about every word in the beginning of your transmission, and towards the end it got a lot better, but I don't know if it was just me. I got a question for you guys. I need a mount for my car. Trunk lip mount, and looking at one place, and they have these mounts that go on every angle there could be for $60, and then in another place they have the regular trunk lip mounts that clip over your trunk lip and are $20. Is there any difference electrically between the two of them? Why one is $50 except for all the adjustments on it, as opposed to the $20 one with just the cable and no adjustments on it. And these are NMO mounts. So if you guys could give me your input on that, I'd appreciate it. Over to you, John EB.